Gail Cruickshank, talent director from the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation, joins us now. Hey, Gail.
Good morning.
I'm glad you're in studio because I don't have to worry about the phones disconnecting.
That's right.
It's
I am here
thing.
In live in
That's
person.
That's right. Yeah, just don't have your voice cut out on me mid-sentence. How about
it? Got it.
All right, so today we're talking about future workforce. This is pretty exciting.
It's very exciting.
How would you describe what this is?
There's just a lot of momentum right now in our community, really centered around how do we help with career exploration for our future workforce. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, our schools are doing an amazing job, but they just don't have all of the resources that they would like to have or could have or should have to really help our kids do a thorough exploration of careers before they embark on which path they want to go down.
I don't think I can remember a time when there's been so much uncertainty with jobs. And there's such a need for so many manufacturing jobs, and there's so much of a need for people that have skilled labor skills, and there's less people wanting to do that. And yet there's so many other jobs that are dependent on technology, and that technology is changing so quickly that it's so difficult to determine what those jobs will even look like 5 to 10 years from now.
It is. And that's why this exploration is critical for students. And, you know, we just want students to be able to really understand what all careers are available to them and what aligns best with their passions and their skill sets. So many times, you know, we go down a path because we don't know any different. And a lot of times our students are, they only look to their parents or caring adults or family, close family members or neighbors. They really haven't got a full breast of what's available to them. And a lot of our schools are changing some of their curriculum to be able to better align to this. You know, they're doing a lot of events within the schools and bringing students out to certain events to be able to get that full view of what could my career look like and then determine what educational path makes the most sense to them based on what job they want to go into. Not the reverse, picking an education institution and then finding a career that can be offered there.
Because some of the traditional type jobs, they've changed.
They have changed a lot. And, you know, different education is needed. They can get it in a variety of different ways. Again, with the cost of education, it's just critical that the students identify what is the best path for them so they're not wasting money. They're not wasting time. They're not wasting people's, you know, energies because they're going down a path that either results in a job they don't really like after they got done or isn't going to give them the reward that they're looking for.
So now, Gail, you mentioned that schools are involved in different programs.
Right.
Can you give us some examples?
Absolutely. Many of the community might be aware of an event that we started last year called EPIC. It's Exploring Potential Interests and Careers. We held it at SETCC last year and where we invited over 30 area high schools, primarily 10th grade students, to come in and have this career exploration opportunity. So employers actually put together events and activities that really helped depict what it would look like in that particular career. So it wasn't an employer talking to them about, come work for me at X company. It was, this is what the industry looks like, and this is what careers could look like. And so we had 2,500 students attend last year. Our goal is 5,000 students this year. We're doing it again in February. And then another spinoff is Sauk Rapids Rice High School. They actually looked at it in a different way. They're actually providing this same experience for all their faculty and staff during an in-service day in February next year as well. So employers can get engaged in either of those or both, preferably, to really help share what industry looks like that you're a part of.
Gail, I think one of the challenges that kids are dealing with now, maybe more so than what you and I dealt with, is that you can't really get into college and be like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Right.
I don't know what I'm going to be yet. I'm going to take my generals and maybe I'll figure it out. You don't want to waste valuable time and money in college not knowing what you're doing and maybe spending money on something that doesn't make sense for you. Because we weren't able to find out.
Right.
You don't have that much time and you don't want to waste the money anymore.
Well, that's a very big part of it. And also just the opportunities are greater. There's more types of jobs and again, different types of jobs. And again, a lot of misconceptions about what could careers look like. What's my growth projection? You know, there's so many opportunities to grow within careers. Again, even where you start is definitely not where you're going to end. So,
is it a good idea for people that get it, especially the young people we're talking about, like sophomores in high school, they're not sure where they want to get mm-hmm. to yet. Is it good to try to dabble in that industry if you can, maybe with a part-time job in high school or in college?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I ask employers, too. You know, do you hire high school students? And if you don't, can you? Even if it's just more in a job shadowing or exploration, you know, if you're an employer that would offer mentorships, you know, just letting students come in and observe and see. And again, another critical partner in all of this equation are parents. You know, we can say that the schools aren't doing enough job or they're not doing the right thing. But, you know, us as parents needs to take on that critical role, too, and help with that career exploration. So, you know, what colleagues or friends or neighbors might you know as a parent that you could and can encourage your son or daughter to go in and do a job shadow or an exploration or just frankly have an interview, have a conversation to say, tell me about this industry, you know, so that student gets a broader grasp of what's available. The other thing I really challenge all of us as parents is listen to your kids' passions and skill sets. Don't try and steer them down a path because that's your career path or that's where you think they should go. One of the biggest disservices we can do to our kids is, you know, tell them or direct them in a path that doesn't fulfill their passion and skill set. And we really, as parents, need to listen and then give them the resources to pursue or at least explore that career as an opportunity.
That's a lot of pressure. When you're a sophomore, you're 16, 17, 18 years old, and you're trying to determine, what am I going to do for the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. And if you don't know, and the whole exploration, like you were talking about with the EPIC program, where you can go and get a glimpse of what that might look like, an idea. But it'd be a lot easier, I suppose, for students if they could get involved in something and see, okay, this is what this job is, and I could see myself doing this, or I could tolerate it. Mm-hmm. Because not everybody's going to love everything about what you do because it is work, but something that you can see yourself doing and succeeding at.
Well, absolutely. And there are a number of clubs and organizations that students can get involved in, too, like Avex Robotics, for example, that, again, exposes them to some skills that might lead them down whatever career path they want to do. You know, District 742 is also, you know, putting together a employer advisory council to help. So, again, those employers can help have input to make sure that they are preparing the students for our careers here in our local community. I mean, we need to be a little bit selfish to say, let's train our kids to want to stay here and find careers that are fruitful for them.
What does robotics teach? I don't know a lot about it. I see sometimes people posting on Facebook of robotics competitions. Mm-hmm. What does that teach students?
The ultimate is it's focusing on what we call our STEM careers, so manufacturing, science, technology, engineering. But more so than that, it's also teaching an incredible amount of soft skills. So how do you work as a team? How do you present well? How do you take on challenges, you know, things that don't go right? How do you reassess it and make it work? And so even kids that maybe don't think of themselves as an engineer in the future find tremendous value out of organizations such as VEX.
So it's good problem solving.
Absolutely. Perfect for that.
How do employers want to get involved in this? Because this still is a job seeker market, and employers, and in some cases, need people really, really bad.
They do, and I think employers need to think about this is a marathon. It's not something that they can go do tomorrow and it's going to change their work environment immediately for workers. They need to be thinking, how can I help myself in the future for our company and also the community to help really promote what is your industry and why would you want to work there and really help be at the table for some of these events as well as advisory councils, whatever fits into their schedule, to really help impact this. Because again, we have to do it together. We all have to take a part in this. It's not one person's responsibility to prepare our future workforce for our region and for our jobs.
What I find interesting about some young people that I deal with, and I do hire a lot of part-time people that are, you know, college age, mm-hmm. in a lot of cases, that they have so many choices that they don't necessarily look at work as something that I have to do, or I've got other things that are going on. I don't know how that's possible. I don't know if parents are helping kids out along the way.
I think a lot of focus has shifted to the sports, the activities, the, you know, that sort of thing. And that part-time job has kind of fallen to the bottom of the list. And again, I think we're doing a disservice to our students and our kids as parents because they need to understand what a work environment is like and just the experiences you gain in a work environment really form and shape you for the future.
Right.
Because so there has to be a balance. There.
Working for someone else and being accountable absolutely. And understanding. Because if you're going to make a mistake and you're going to, you know, get fired as, you know, 16, 17-year-old, you can learn from that. You can get on your feet and you can be fine. But if you're going to do that right after you get out of college and you've never had really a work experience before, that could be a really big problem for people.
There is. And again, you can have... You don't have to pick the one career you're going to be in your entire life. I mean, we have a very long life ahead of us, so it's fine to change careers. That continual learning, lifetime learner, those are all critical skills too, which are important for that student to think about. It's a big decision, but they don't have to think that, oh my gosh, if I make a mistake, it's going to ruin me for the rest of my life. There is opportunities to ebb and flow and go down different paths and take those transferable skills that you got at one job and transfer them into another opportunity that maybe is more fit to their passion. And frankly, let's all realize our passions change. You know, what was more important to me as a 20-year-old is totally different than what it is now.
What I find interesting is that not even just young people, but people that are, you know, older are finding other like part-time jobs that they enjoy, mm-hmm. kind of a side hustle kind of thing.
That's right.
That whether it be in retail and a variety of what it is, like I do basketball officiating parts mm-hmm. of the year.
Right.
Fun thing for me to you know, but I know that other people are doing things like that as well.
Mm-hmm. And again, that's all through exploration, and students should be doing this as well. They should have that opportunity to go chat with an employer about what does this industry look like, take on a very limited part-time job, mentorship, just job shadowing. They need to explore. And again, a full exploration will help them identify their career, which best fits their passion and their skill set.
Gail, if people do want to find out more about this, whether it be parents or students, mm-hmm. do you have information on your website they can find out more about it?
The easiest way, certainly you can go to our website at greaterstcloud.com. That can shoot an email, which will come directly to me. A lot of information is on our JobSpot website, which is greaterstcloudjobspot.com. And frankly, pick up the phone, give me a call, shoot me an email. I am the one that can help connect you. If I'm not the one directly responsible for it, I can get you to that right person. So gcruikshank at greaterstcloud.com.
Excellent. Gail, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Gail Cruikshank, who is a regular guest of mine here on WJON third Monday of each month. And you can find out more by the websites that Gail just gave us. Gail is the talent director for the Greater St. Cloud Development Corporation.